Welcome to BlindBargains.com coverage of CSUN 2017.
The biggest names,
provocative interviews,
and wall-to-wall exhibit hall coverage.
Brought to you by the American Foundation for the Blind.
On the American Foundation for the Blind website, you'll find everything you need to know about blindness and visual impairment. Search our national job bank, discover the history of Helen Keller, read our blog on current issues, find professional resources, and even more. Our site is completely accessible. Check it out at www.afb.org.
Now, here's Shelley Brisbane.
Hello and welcome to Blind Bargains. I'm speaking with Peter Korn, an accessibility architect at Amazon, and Jamie Tay, the executive director of NVDA. And we're here to talk about some exciting news for NVDA and Amazon users. Peter, why don't you tell us about what's new?
Well, thank you very much for having me. I'm here to talk about a number of things. Specifically, we just recently released an update to the Kindle Reader for PC application. This is version 1.19. And with this update, we are including support for accessibility. In particular, we have been working with Jamie and NV Access on bringing support for NVDA screen reader users to Kindle.
But let's talk about Kindle for PC accessibility and NVDA.
Great. Well, we started working together a few months ago on developing this. The Kindle for PC uses the iAccessible 2 accessibility framework. NV Access happens to be a co-maintainer of that accessibility framework, and we are utilizing that framework pretty much to its fullest to expose a very rich set of information. In addition to, of course, the textual contents of the book, we support alternate text, alt text. So those books and those publishers that include text descriptions for their images are spoken aloud. And then we have a number of features that are perhaps unique to Kindle, things like the ability to highlight a passage of text or attach a note to a passage of text. You might want to do a dictionary lookup or look up a passage in Wikipedia. And then, of course, footnotes, links, other book metadata. And all of this is very accessible using NVDA.
Is the speech that a user would receive from NVDA, or is it via Kindle?
For a while now, we had something called the Kindle for Accessibility plugin available. This was a way of having self-voiced books in Kindle. This self-voicing involved downloading an entire text-to-speech engine, and this didn't really work well with screen readers. It was an option, but our customers wanted more, and we are delighted that as of last week, we're able to give it to them. And through NVDA, you have all of the NVDA features. You have the ability to read by letter, by word, by line, Braille support, and on and on and on.
Why don't you tell us, Jamie, something about what the development process was like for you and what the Kindle for NVDA experience is going to be like for users.
Sure. Well, as Peter mentioned, we started working on this a few months ago, and it's been really fantastic to work with Amazon. They clearly have a commitment to do this, you know, not just to make it, to be able to tick a box and say it's accessible, but actually to make sure that it is incredibly usable and frankly, a joyful experience to use. And that, I'm sure, will continue only to get better going into the future. Right now, there's already a huge feature set, giving us extremely rich access to books that we haven't previously had. So it's been really fantastic to work with them. Obviously, our involvement has been highly technical, providing some advice as to how to use iAccessible 2 to achieve these things, and also obviously work on the NVDA implementation. So for an NVDA user, when they open a Kindle book, it will just use what we call browse mode in NVDA. So NVDA users who have used the web or have even used browse mode in Microsoft Word will be familiar with everything that works. It acts very much like you would cursor around in any other text editor. You use your arrow keys to read by line or by character or by word. And pieces of information such as whether something is a graphic and has alternate text or whether it's a link or whether it's a footnote will get announced by NVDA as it reads. And also if you perform what we call say all or continuous read, it will automatically turn the page as it reaches the bottom of the page.
And the footnoting and bookmarking and other features that are specific to an e-reader, are those also going to be pretty self-evident to NVDA users?
Yeah, so if there's a comment, so Kindle would call this a note. NVDA calls it a comment, simply just to make it very clear that it's not a footnote. If there's a note, then NVDA will inform the user there's a comment. If there is a highlight, the user will be told there's a highlight. And users can not only know about these things, but also add them themselves. So they might find a passage and say, hey, I want to highlight this for later reference. And as they're reading back later, they'll be informed that there's a highlight there.
Great. Do we want to do a demo or what else do we want to talk about?
Yeah, I can do a demo.
So Jamie, why don't you show us how it works?
Sure. So I'm in the Kindle books list right now. And I'm just going to move over to a book that we're going to work with.
Treasure Island Walking Queens, 30 Tours for Discovering the Diverse Communities, Historic Places.
That's a very long title for a book. So we'll silence that. And I'm going to press Enter now to open this book. I'm just pressing Enter. I'm not doing anything else.
Book page view. Graphic Walking Queens cover image. 30 Tours for Discovering the Diverse Communities, Historic Places, and Natural Treasures of New York City's Largest Borough. Adrian Anofri. Wilderness Press. Page 1.
So the first thing we'll notice here is I've opened the book, and the first thing we do, just as we do on the web, is we start reading from the top. And I can easily interrupt that, as I just did, by pressing the Control key. Now, this is the first page of the book because I've just opened it. I'm going to now move to, I've set up some bookmarks here so that I can demonstrate some particular points of interest. So I'm just going to go and find the first bookmark. Okay, so I'm going to press Enter on that bookmark now.
Manufactured in the United States of.
Okay, let me just do a continuous read.
Manufactured in the United States of America, graphic Capricorn logo published by Wilderness Press, an imprint of Keen Communications.
So it started reading some text manufactured in the United States, but then it's told me there's a graphic there, even though that graphic was, you know, in the middle of a text. So I get to know about that graphic. I could also jump to the top of the document and I can press G
Capricorn logo graphic
to jump to that graphic, just as I would on the web. If I want to, I could, I'm just going to go to the top again. I can also read by character. And so on. I'm just going to quickly jump to another bookmark here.
Search notebook button expand space. Book page.
Oops.
Notebook space. Menu heading acknowledged doorway at the United Share Bus.
Okay, go in here. So continuous read.
Graphic A red doorway with Chinese influence decorations doorway at the Has Comment United Share Bus Association.
Okay, so you heard there it said Has Comment. So I could then go in and edit or view that comment. So I'm just going to do that now.
Selected Share Bus. Dictionary, not dictionary, more mint, blue high, yellow high, copy, edit note button.
Edit note.
Space. Edit note, edit multi-line. Find out more about these guys.
And clearly I want to find out more about these guys, so I'm told by my note. So I'll hop out of there. And another thing.
Formerly highlight St. Matthew's Lutheran Church, no highlight.
Now, in this, I've already added a highlight here. But I could just, if I can just as well go and change that highlight.
Selected ST. Selection tool.
Oopsies. All right. And if I wanted to, St. Matthew's Lutheran Church, I can then go and do a Wikipedia lookup.
More menu buttons, space. Search this book, Wikipedia button.
Or I could
Google button.
Search Google. I won't do that now, but all of these options are suddenly available. If I just select some text and, you know, access the context menu, I can do all of these things now.
So tell us a little bit about footnoting.
Okay. So as we've been reading here, you've learned about graphics. Aside from graphics and notes and highlights, we can also report presence of links. So just as on the web, we'll say link and then report the text of the link. And you can also jump to those links just as you do on the web. In NVDA, you press K to jump to the next link. As well as links, we can also access footnotes. So you'll hear footnote and then the text of the footnote. And you can jump to that just as you would a link. Press enter on it, and you'll be taken straight to the footnote. And after that, you can press backspace and return to where you left off. So it gives you an equivalent experience to what a sighted user might have. They can just, you know, jump to that footnote and then come back to where they were.
And this work really demonstrates some of the philosophy behind what we're trying to do, which is provide, to the greatest extent possible, the same rich functionality and feature set to users with disabilities, and to do so meeting the user where they are with their own screen reader, rather than the spoken interface that we had from years past.
I'm glad you brought that up because I'm sure NVDA users will be very excited about this, but the obvious question is, what about those who are using other screen readers? What support? If I opened up Kindle for PC in a different screen reader, what would my experience be now, and what are your plans as far as supporting additional screen readers?
Today, if you used a different screen reader that is on the market and shipping, you won't have the access that you have with NVDA. We have a long-standing policy at Amazon of not commenting on unreleased products, but there is nothing that we are doing that is biased specifically to one vendor or another, and I'll have to ask you to stay tuned for more news as it comes in the future.
It's worth noting that we've worked very hard to work within the iAccessible 2 standard, which is an open specification, and so that all screen readers will have exactly the same opportunity to implement all of this.
And tell me about availability. When can people who are NVDA users start taking advantage of this feature?
Today.
It's available now.
It's available right now.
Perfect.
All you need to do is download the latest version of NVDA, version 2017.1, that went live last week, and download the latest version of Kindle Reader for PC, which went live a few weeks before that, and you're off to the races.
Terrific.
And with that, you will have access to the over 6 million Kindle books that work with NVDA and Kindle for PC.
So, Peter, Amazon has done a great deal with video devices and support for other video devices running the Amazon app. And I understand that you have a lot of news to share with us about video and accessibility.
I do indeed. So this past June, we introduced VoiceView Preview. We rolled that out to all of our devices. And then this past December, we updated the interface of Fire TV. This new interface includes an updated version of VoiceView. We no longer label it Preview. This updated VoiceView is available as part of the new UI on all of our shipping devices, Fire TV second generation, Fire TV Stick with voice remote. Fire TV Stick with voice remote is available in the U.S. for $39.99, similar prices, but translated into British pounds or euros in across the pond. And then Fire TV itself, the second generation version, which is a little bit faster, has a SD storage slot for games and other things you might want to download, is $89. Both of these come with Alexa and come with VoiceView. So I have one of the remotes here in my hand. It's a fairly slim remote. It has a microphone button at the top, a round four-way directional controller with a select button in the center, and then two rows of buttons below that, back, home, and menu, and then at the bottom, rewind, play, pause, and fast forward. At any point while I'm using Fire TV, including the moment I take it out of the box and plug it in, I can press the back and menu keys for 2 seconds. And after those 2 seconds, up comes VoiceView. So here we are on the home screen, and you'll notice that it said home. And then it said, use left and right to choose an item. And this is hint text that we make available. I'm going to press right.
Youtubers.
And then right.
Movies.
Right.
TV shows.
Right.
Apps.
And right.
Settings. 7 of 7.
And it tells me not only where I am, but after a pause, which number of how many number are here in this selection. I'm going to go back to home.
7 items. Home. 2 of 7.
And I'm going to press
left and right to move between items.
Press down arrow.
NBC Nightly News with Lester Holt. Recent. Boo. Your apps and games. Netflix. Amazon Original Series. Patriot. Prime. Button. Featured apps and games. UFC. Button.
Let's go up to an original series.
Patriot 4.0 out of 5 stars.
Hush. So I have a shut up key. That's the second thing you implement when you write a screen reader. The first is you want it to talk. The second is you want it to stop talking. And you'll notice that after a pause, it started giving me more detailed program information. So let's listen to that again.
Amazon Original Series, Patriot Prime button. Patriot, 4.0 out of 5 stars from 5,058 customers. IMDb rating 7.7 out of 10, 2017, rated TVMA, closed captioning available, season 1. To prevent Iran from going nuclear, intelligence officer John Tavner must forego all safety nets and assume a perilous non-official cover, that of a mid-level employee at a Midwestern industrial piping firm.
And if I go to the next film across the row in this Prime original series.
The Collection, season 1, Prime button.
And again, it starts telling me after a pause.
4.0 out of 5 stars from 270.
Hush. Now, one of the things in our philosophy, I was mentioning this earlier, is we would like customers who are new to the product to get a lot of help and information if they want it. The first time we launch the screen reader, it launches with a tutorial, which you can come back and revisit at any time.
Can I set up my device on my own as a screen reader user?
Oh, absolutely. No, all of our devices, this is another tenant in our philosophy. All of our devices should be usable without sighted assistance. So you plug the device in after you unwrap it, after it's delivered to your door by Amazon Retail, plug it in, and after a few moments, you will hear this periodic ping sound, sort of a radar sound. That lets you know that the device is up and alive and ready to go. Once you hear that sound, press the back and menu buttons for 2 seconds. Up comes the screen reader, takes you through a quick screen reader tutorial. After that tutorial, you can log in, get on Wi-Fi, register your account, and you're off to the races. And anytime you want to rerun that tutorial, you simply go to Settings, Accessibility, Voice View, and then you can rerun the tutorial. So if you forget something. In addition to that, I mentioned there's hint text to let you know what keys you can press in any given situation after a pause. And we start giving you this program information as you go through titles. But I want to show you something very special about how we do that. So I'm going to press right to go to the next movie, next Amazon original series called The Last Tycoon. After a pause, it's going to again start reading me the title, how many stars, etc. And I'm going to use the transport controls, fast forward and rewind, to skip forward and backward through that information. If you as a customer are specifically interested in finding out the rating, this is something that I want my daughter or son to be able to watch. You can quickly skip to that. You don't have to wait and listen through everything to get there. So let's see what that's like.
The Last Tycoon, Prime button. The Last Tycoon,
fast forward, fast forward, fast forward.
2016, rated TVMA, closed captioning available.
Back,
closed
caption, back,
rated TVMA, closed captioning,
back,
rated TV,
back, back.
IMDb rating 8.0 out of 10.
Shut up. So I have complete control over all of this information. I don't have to sit there and wait while it gets around to what I wanted, or if I missed it, have to get it again. In fact, at any time, I can press the menu key and get quite a bit of information about what's available to me right now.
Use up and down to move between categories such as new releases or comedy. Use left and right to move between items in the category. Content grid. Moving focus to an item will automatically speak details such as the description and rating after a brief pause. While speaking, you can skip through info using the fast forward or rewind buttons and stop speech with the play pause button. The Last Tycoon, 4.5 out of 5 stars from 5,326.
Fast forward, fast forward, fast forward, shut up.
So what's the shut up control? Is it a single button? Oh, play pause, right. I believe you said that. And do I have that same flexibility if I'm in a program and I'm fast forwarding and rewinding? Am I going to get information about how far I am in my program and so on?
So let's take a look at that. So I'm going to, right now we're in what's called the mini detail view, or we're in our content grid. So let's take a look by selecting this title.
The Last Tycoon, watch now with Prime, one of three.
And that's one of three buttons you that I can choose.
Watch and move between items. Details. Contains info about a video or app, and buttons in a row like watch now or get. Additional rows of related content are below these options.
So every time I come to a screen for the very first time, I get this orientation text. This is, again, part of wanting to make it easy for new users to learn how things are laid out and how they work. And that's information that's spoken, again, anytime I press the menu key. But I want to show you now one more advanced feature before we get into watching the movie. So there's a lot of information here. And by pressing the up key.
The Last Tycoon, from F. Scott Fitzgerald's last work. The Last Tycoon follows Monroe Stair, Hollywood's golden boy.
Pause. F. Scott Fitzgerald, you know, I've heard about this actor many times. I'm curious, how is this an actor, this author, how is this author's name spelled? So I'm going to do a long press of the menu key, and that's going to get me into review mode.
Review mode on.
And now I'm going to navigate this text in a more granular fashion.
Window. Character. Word.
Going to navigate by word.
The Last Tycoon. From F. Scott Fitzgerald.
Now, how is Fitzgerald spelled?
Character. F-I-T-Z-G-E.
Wait, G-E? Those sound very similar, G-E-T-B-C. So after saying the letter, we give you the phonetic pronunciation.
G, Wolf, E, Echo.
So this is, again, some of the more advanced functionality that I'm not aware of being available on any other accessible TV interface. So I'm going to get out of review mode.
Review mode off.
And get watch down here to watch.
One of three.
And let's watch the movie.
Playing The Last Tycoon, Disabled.
Winner of two Academy Awards for Best Actor Casey Affleck and Best Original Screenplay.
I'm skipping the preview. I'm going to press fast forward once quickly. And I can also pause and bring up the menu.
Menu. Watch from beginning. Subtitles.
Turn on subtitles.
Watch from subtitles.
And so on. If we are not in Dolby, this television is a Dolby-capable television. If we're not in Dolby, we will also have everything else spoken immediately. We're working through a Dolby issue, taking the TV out of Dolby typically takes a few moments, during which time the speech that you would have heard would have been spoken.
So I would have heard the transport, how far into the movie we've gone, and so on.
Home, two of seven.
In fact, if I go to settings.
Settings, 7 of 7. 1, notifications, network, 2, display and sounds. Display and sounds, screen safe, display, audio, Dolby Digital Plus Automatic. Navigation sounds on Dolby Digital output Dolby Digital plus off unchecked to Dolby Digital output Dolby Digital plus off 2 of 2.
And since this is only a stereo television
output on HDMI,
I would now get the transport controls.
So since we're in settings, can I ask you about voices? Is this the only voice available? What about languages?
So let's check that out.
Audio, display and sounds 3 of 11. Applications, 4 of 11. Controllers and Bluetooth devices, 5 of 11. Alexa, references, device, accessibility, 9 of 11. Accessibility, closed caption, 1 of 3. Voice view, 2 of 3. Voice view screen reader, voice view, on, 1 of 7.
And so we have the following settings.
Down to move between items.
Hush. The following settings here in voice view.
Reading speed. 1.25x, 2 of 7.
And I have, just like VoiceView on the tablets,
how quickly VoiceView speaks.
I have from 0.66x all the way up to 4x in a bunch of different increments, so I can decide how rapidly I want the speech. My preference is a little bit faster than normal, 1.25x.
Speech volume, 40% of device volume, 3 of 7.
So here I can adjust how loud the speech is relative to overall program audio.
Sounds volume, 40% of device volume, 4.
Here the volume level of the ear cons.
Key echo, characters, 5 of 7.
Here I can decide whether I want punctuation read to me or, when I'm typing characters, do I want those characters echoed a character at a time, a word at a time, or both for text entry in a search field?
Punctuation level, sum, 6 of 7.
Here I can choose how much punctuation is read, if it reads every comma and period or not. And then finally,
voice view tutorial, 7 of 7.
Here is where I can relaunch the tutorial and go through the different facets of the tutorial. We don't support downloadable additional voices today on VoiceView for Fire TV. However, we do recognize the language that you're in. And so if you were to change the device to be in German, we would automatically switch to a German voice.
Do they happen to be the same voice, the same? This is a female American sounding voice, so I assume if I got a German voice, it would not only speak in German, but it would have some sort of characteristics of German accented speech.
It would. So a few years ago, we acquired Avona, a company you may remember.
Right.
And Avona has human based text to speech, so it's concatenative text to speech based on extensive recordings of human voice talent that then creates the text-to-speech voice. And so voice talent, German voice talent, is behind the German text-to-speech engine. So also in December, we started rolling out updates to the Amazon Video Player on a broad number of devices. Amazon Video is available on Xbox, PlayStation, Roku, smart TVs from Sony and Samsung, and pretty much all of the latest versions of those TVs, and PlayStation 4, Xbox One, all of these devices now include speech, either as a text-to-speech engine and self-voiced UI, or an actual screen reader like Narrator on Xbox. And on all of these platforms, the Amazon Video Player speaks using an interface fairly similar to what you've just heard here on Fire TV. We don't have the capability of playing ear cons, but a lot of the speech patterning and interface is very much the same.
And can you talk about your commitment or how you approach adding accessibility to Amazon Video on devices as they become available?
Our desire is that everything we make, every bit of content we create, should be available to be enjoyed by every one of our customers. And we are working as rapidly as we can to do that. Compared to when we spoke with you a year ago, we have added Voice View to our Kindle e-readers, to Fire TV, and now through our collaboration with NVDA, with NV Access, Kindle Reader for PC. And showing today at the conference, we have work we are doing in collaboration with Element Electronics and Westinghouse to build Fire TV technology into their televisions. So soon you will be able to buy a 45, 55, 65-inch 4K TV from Westinghouse, from Element Electronics. VoiceView will be built in. Fire TV will be built in. Alexa will be built in.
Are those the brand names those TVs are sold under?
Yes, okay. Westinghouse and Element Electronics.
One last video question I have to ask you. A lot of blind users are interested in Amazon content and audio description. What, if anything, can you tell us about any plans that Amazon has specifically in its original programming or in programming that people would consume via Amazon devices in terms of audio description?
We care passionately about the accessibility of the content we create and the content we provide. I am not at liberty to talk about unreleased products, but I can tell you that this is a topic we have heard from our customers. Our own blind employees are very eager to see this, and just as soon as we can move forward on that, you will hear an announcement.
Great to hear. So Blind Bargains recently ran a story about accessibility support for Amazon customers via telephone and presumably via other methods. So can you talk a little bit about how Amazon supports customers specifically of the website and also presumably purchasers of its devices who are screen reader users?
We work hard to make sure that customers have a great experience. We call ourselves the Earth's most customer-centric company, and information about the accessibility features of our products is part of the customer service training for our devices. I remember a few years ago when we rolled out something called Mayday. The folks at the Royal National Institute for the Blind quietly did a test, and they called our Mayday operators a dozen different times asking about screen reading and other device features, and told me later that they were 12 for 12 in getting all of that information answered. Starting just this past January, we launched a dedicated customer service line for customers with disabilities. We have trained these customer service agents in what a screen reader is, what the screen reading experience is when trying to make a purchase on the retail website. So going beyond understanding the access features of our devices and into understanding the assistive technologies that our customers may be using that we didn't create as they come to shop at our website. The hours of operation are from 3 a.m. to 10 p.m. Pacific Standard Time, 7 days a week. The dedicated agents can be reached either by following the new click-to-call link on the Amazon.com desktop site, or you can call our toll-free number, 888-283-1678, to reach this bank of dedicated customer service agents directly to get technical help in using the website with a screen reader. The agents can also help customers find products, add products to their shopping cart, and support, but not do for them, the checkout process. We don't place orders on behalf of the customers.
Great. Sounds like there's an awful lot going on at Amazon in terms of accessibility. Peter Korn, I want to thank you so much for taking time to talk with Blind Bargains.
It's a pleasure. It's delightful to be with you again here a second time at CSUN this year.
Thanks.
For more exclusive audio coverage, visit blindbargains.com or download the Blind Bargains app for your iOS or Android device. Blind Bargains audio coverage is presented by the AT Guys, online at atguys.com.
This has been another Blind Bargains audio podcast. Visit blindbargains.com for the latest deals, news, and exclusive content. This podcast may not be retransmitted, sold, or reproduced without the express written permission of AT Guys.
Copyright 2017.